First public hearing is conditional use number 1884, Michael Schimmel.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel land lying being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6.16 acres more or less, lying northwest of Statenville Road, also known as Road 224, 850 feet northeast of Union Church Road, also known as Route 42. For the record, the applicant did supply with his application a survey and site plan for the proposed project. On November 23rd of 2010, DLDOT provided comments in the form of a support facilities report, which references that a traffic impact study is not recommended at the current level of service A of Statenville Road, also known as Fleetown Road, will not change as a result of this application. On March 21st of 2011, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum which references that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, therefore a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all the comments I've received from any agencies or individuals to date.
All right, sir. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, if you would, come up to the podium, state your name.
Good evening. I am Michael Schimmel. This is my proposal.
All right, sir. You've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Other than the fact that I'm a growing business and we are looking to set up a home-based business to have my shop, my vehicles, and my employees show up there during the day, in the morning, go out, take care of what we do business for, and then come back, and that would be basically the gist of our business there.
All right, then. You'll be able to walk to work.
Yes.
All right, so let's see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
All right. I went out to the site, and there's a for sale sign on, still on there. Have you bought the property? Or?
I have not purchased it yet. We basically have a 72-hour kickout. As soon as this gets approved, then it's going to be purchased.
Okay. Have you spoken to any of the neighbors about?
The only neighbor that I have spoken with is the seller's daughter, who actually lives two houses down from where the proposed property is. But other than that, we have not canvassed the area of the neighbors now.
How many employees do you have now?
I have 8 employees right now.
And the idea is that they come here, park, get in trucks, and leave. Where would they be parking?
Basically, as you can see on the plan, there's a parking pad, which is the driveway comes down, and then there's the parking pad right in front of what is the pole building. Okay. They would be parking in that general area.
Would there be any storage of fertilizer or mulch or any of that?
Very little. With the mulch, where you might have as much as 25 to 30 yards at a time being stored there. As far as fertilizer, we are not a storage facility. We bring in and utilize what we're going to be applying on turf.
Would that be no storage of any chemicals of any kind, and very little mulch. Are you planning to fence this in, or is the drawing of the landscaping kind of going to be the fence?
That tree line buffer is going to be the fence. I was not planning on fencing in as of right now.
What would be your hours of operation?
We usually start around 7 o'clock in the morning. That's when the employees would show up, and they're usually done between 5 and 6 p.m. And that's in the height of the season. So during the winter, you're not gonna see that.
5 days a week, 6 days a week?
5 days a week. With Saturday being a rollover if necessary.
Any signage plan?
Wasn't planning on it, no.
Lighting? You have no lighting out there on any of it?
What would be on the pole building on my own private residence, yes, you would have outdoor lighting, no more than what the spotlights that you would have on your own house would be.
Have you had a septic feasibility yet?
Yes, we have, and I'm pretty sure that that was included with the plans. If it was not, I'm...
Okay. Do they have a septic feasibility?
Usually we don't get them on conditional uses.
Okay. Not one in the vault.
That's all the questions I have at this time.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Where does your business currently operate out of?
Right now, we are currently operating out of Eastern Ornamentals, which is a nursery east of Route 1, just south of Argus Corner. We rent a small parcel from him. He's a nursery tradesman, so that's where our shop is set up as of right now.
Will you have any materials delivered to this site, or materials delivered on to the job sites?
Yes, we will have materials delivered there, such as plant material. Is that
so? Are you gonna have tractor trailers bringing in loads of mulch or stone, or?
As of right now, I cannot foresee that now.
Because I know some landscapers that have appeared before us have the materials delivered directly to the job site, and you know, do not store any on.
That's how I operate right now. We go to the nursery centers, pick up our material. We go to Gatewood, pick up our mulch. You know, so we're constant. Nothing is really stored on site other than our vehicles and our equipment.
So the only thing different that the neighbors would encounter would be the parking of your equipment or your employees when they come to your location to then go to their job sites.
Yes.
And what about a trash container?
That would have a small dumpster, and that would be placed next to, on either side, or possibly behind the pole building, and that would be a weekly pickup. And we would fence that in, so it obviously was not shown to the neighbors or to my wife, to be honest with you.
And just for clarification about the chemicals, in a landscaping business, are you not involved in the use of pesticides and weed killers and chemicals of that nature?
Yes, we are.
So I would assume there'd be some limited storage of those chemicals.
It would be a limited storage. Like I said, we're not a holding facility we're utilizing what we're going to be using throughout, you know, that week or that month or that season. I'm not bringing in pallets and pallets and pallets of stacks of Roundup or 50-gallon drums of that.
So it would just be the chemicals that you would be needing in your course of business, not for resale to the public?
No.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Mr. Schimmel. Do you anticipate now or perhaps in the future doing any type of grinding or anything that would generate noise, such as stump grinding, no mulching?
No grinding, no mulching.
Thank you.
Any lawn care or anything like that?
I'm sorry?
Lawn care? Yeah, mowing grass.
Yes, that's our primary business, is the maintenance side of it.
Right. And then do you maintain your own equipment? Will you be repairing or... that sort of stuff, your lawnmowers on site?
Yes. And that would be, of course, in our pole building.
Right. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1884, Michael Schimmel? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1884? Anyone on the commission have any questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.